The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
We are joined by Lihana Nell, who is the president of the ACFE, the Namibian chapter. Welcome, Lihana.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Lihana, what motivated the establishment of the ACFE Namibian chapter, and what specific needs in the Namibian business environment does it aim to address?
Well, the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, or the ACFE as we call it, is the world's largest anti-fraud organization with more than 90,000 members worldwide. By delivering class training offered by the Certified Fraud Examiner, or the CFE credential, and fostering a dynamic global community of anti-fraud professionals, the ACFE is reducing fraud and corruption worldwide. So the ACFE International was founded in 1988. For many years, the Namibian members fell under the South African chapter. So like many other nations, Namibia faces challenges relating to fraud and corruption that can undermine our economic growth and public trust. So we decided to launch and establish a Namibian chapter for Namibian challenges. So the ACFE NAMS governs the practices of fraud examiners or forensic investigators in Namibia. The ACFE also fosters professional development for fraud examiners and forensic investigation, while also maturing the discipline by adding to its body of knowledge relevant governance and accessibility to new and existing professionals. So if you look at the ACFE members, you look at them as superheroes, but without the cape.
How does the chapter plan to engage with businesses and other organizations to promote anti-fraud practices?
ACFE Namibia has access to a selection of highly expertise professionals in each field of forensic skills that we can enhance by having conferences such like the ACFE Africa Year In event. We had Mrs. Eugenia Pintikova from the World Bank as a seasoned speaker on the topic anti-fraud programs in international development, how global organizations investigate and respond to fraudulent misconduct and risk. If you put this into Namibia organizations, we bring them on world par. So next as well will be our groundbreaking historical event, the Imbizo event, planned for April 2025, together with our official fraud fighting partner, First Rand Group. The annual Imbizo event will be an annual strategic session hosted by the ACFE Namibia for the first time in Namibian history. Our event will bring together industry leaders and head forensic departments across Namibia. Our event is designed to enhance the skills and knowledge of professionals in the anti-fraud and forensics sectors, also with a focus on raising awareness, mitigating fraud risks, and improving the credibility of Namibian companies, either public or private, involved in combating white-collar crime. The Imbizo also provides a platform for discussions on strategies and best practice in the industry.
Lihana, what benefits will Namibian businesses gain from having a local chapter of the ACFE?
Well, I think we can say it is for Namibians, by Namibians, proudly Namibia. Businesses have access to experts within the linking of the ACFE International. So by having us as a local chapter, we are establishing that expertise base here in Namibia. Then we will become one of the countries in Africa to lead discussions on proactive thinking within the fifth industrial revolution. Also, when employing a CFE or certified fraud examiner in your organization, you made the first step of safeguarding and trying to be more proactive in the lead to anti-fraud and anti-corruption measures. A CFE is a trained professional with highly expertise in various of the anti-money laundering field, fraud, the corruption, the law expertise side, within especially the NPC Act, and also then having a bloodhound at your front gate when you are trying to combat fraud and corruption in real time.
What partnerships or collaborations does the Namibian chapter aim to establish with local industries to combat fraud and corruption effectively?
Well, we are heavily dependent on partnerships such as with the First Rand Group to keep on advocating and leading thought-provoking discussions in Namibia. We have the energy, we have the vision, we have the expertise. So we want to establish working relationship with local industries, local companies. We want to help them effectively put into place proactive measures to help fight fraud and corruption on a real-time basis. That also links me in with our Inviso event, which will also set the stage for industry-related support, which the ACS in Namibia will be hoping to provide to Namibian companies, both private and public. We are open for collaborations. We are open for memorandum of understanding, for MOUs with organizations so that we can have a building relationship with our Namibian companies, because we want to help and advocate for anti-fraud and anti-corruption in Namibia, even to the person on the street. That is our main aim, is to promote the culture of fraud and anti-corruption with more ethical leadership as well.
Yes. And then how will the chapter help businesses identify and mitigate sector-specific fraud risks?
I think specific sectors, specific fraud risks, we can have an influence by leading discussions with experts in the field. We have connections to a base of worldwide experts in each industry. Through training events and continuous professional development, our chapter members are also on par with how and what tools you need to fight fraud in real time. For example, we had Mr. Richard Joubert at our event as well, which highlighted the dangers of today's cybersecurity threats. So we want to establish that base where we can have real-time discussions about what is actually going on in Namibia and what are the screens. How can we collaborate to proactively trying to put into place experts or help by experts in the field advising on the trending topical matters of Namibia today?
Liana, just the last question. On the ACFE Africa Year-End Conference, what key topics or trends in fraud prevention and detection were highlighted? Please tell us.
Well, for one, I enjoyed the previous Ombudsman Advocate John Bolters. I think the ongoing fraud and corruption was highlighted at our event. And he was not scared to open and start discussing the two open fraud and corruption cases that we read in the media or hear in the media today. And I am sure that all of the attendees and persons would agree that you lose trust in government if there is an erosion base of local fraud and corruption by our leaders. So I enjoyed the frankness of what is the actual cost of fraud and corruption on the Namibian society, and especially flowing back up until the person in the street. What is the actual cost of fraud in Namibia and how it is impacting our society at this stage? Then I think the next one links to the recent grey listing of Namibia, and how does Namibia position it when it comes to international best practice standard? Do we allow too many unvetted companies to contribute to the fraud and corruption in Namibia? If we want to get off the grey list, I think we need to be more transparent about the beneficial ownership, for example, of foreign companies, to protect our local business integrity as well. And whilst we are heavily dependent on foreign investment, I think it's a very fine line to tread on. Should you just open your market for everyone without being transparent in providing beneficial ownership information. And I think that will be one of the challenges in terms of lawmaking and legislation. I hope also that our information bill receives attention so that we as the Namibians can have access to transparent information. Also, then there were talks about why the Whistleblowers Act not yet enacted. So according to what we heard is that there are still no funds allocated to push this bill through. So I think there's a lot of questions we need to ask. And I think our year-end event only started to ask these questions on a platform. And that ties in with what the ACFE wants to bring. We want to enhance transparency. We want to enhance ethical leadership. We want to enhance growth in Namibia. But the only way we can do that is by working together and fighting fraud and corruption, starting at the top. So if our leaders does not put ethical leadership and we start from the top, then we will continue as we continue it for the past how many years. So I was hoping that this ACFE Africa event was eye-opening, and it was. It was really inspiring, and it was eye-opening to see where we are actually in terms on an international scale.
Liana, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you so much, Angie, and have a lovely day.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.